Already we have begun this wonderful, somber, and penitential season of Lent. And already we see its effects taking place, and hopefully we shall see even more by the time we celebrate the 3 days in which our Lord refashioned, remade, recreated the universe and all those in it. In particular, we human beings who have a rational soul, who have free will, who can freely sin and freely repent. And we see this very, very much in the first reading of today, this Thursday of after Ash Wednesday of Lent. The king Ezekias, perhaps he had done something wrong, who knows, they don't tell us here. But Saint Isaiah is told to go and tell him that his time has come. Now, you know, perhaps you would understand that if I were to come to your house and say to you, your time has come. The Lord saith, it's done. You better prepare your house and make sure everything is in order. And of course, by the way, everyone, we better prepare our house and make sure everything is in order now. Tonight, on the way home, a Mack truck can run a stop sign or a light and kill you. Just yesterday, somebody ran a red light in front of me. If I had been in a hurry and gone ahead when it first turned green, I wouldn't be here. But my guardian angel stopped me. And so we always have to have everything prepared. The spiritual, of course, first. That's what's important. That's what you take with you. Not your millions. Only the spiritual things. And the other things should be prepared just in case, especially in case you have rambunctious children who are going to start fighting and destroy the family over material things. That's why all my stuff is going to the nuns, and that's it. The nuns, as my mother used to say. So Ezekias starts weeping. He turns to the wall. And sometimes when you are in great distress and we are in some sorrow, we turn to the wall. And since we don't want to see anybody, many people put their hands over their eyes and their face. They want to see nobody because they want to concentrate only on their prayer. And of course, that is why the Lord says, go into your secret place and pray. Well, your secret place is not necessarily just a room. It is you. It is your soul. It is your heart, your mind. But his prayer was so sincere that God listened to him. Not that God changed. God doesn't change. But he can change that which is outside of himself. And so he says, okay, listen, O man. The Lord has added 15 years to your life. Now, I don't know how old he was. I don't remember that particular historical fact, though I really enjoyed the history of Israel. It makes our history of today look rather easy. But he may have been middle-aged, probably. But 15 years, when you're 40, that means 65. If you're 60, it means 75. And that's pretty good life, especially thousands of years ago. So Ezekias was very happy. And hopefully, he followed our Lord after his healing. And the same thing in the gospel when we have this wonderful episode of the centurion and his servant. St. Augustine speaks of the fact that St. Luke also mentions it, but in very different terms. We won't go there. You can read it for yourself. It's in the divine office of today. But one thing that I was thinking about, because in the divine office yesterday or today, I don't remember, we prayed the canticle of Moses, which, by the way, is very long. And when you're in a hurry, it makes it even more difficult. But that's okay. Difficult is very good for the soul, for all of us, for each and every one of us. We always try to avoid difficult. We shouldn't always. And the thought came to me because, of course, my mind presently is on the events that are going on right now. I'm not so much concerned, but I am a little bit, about the fact that the Chinese and the Russians have made a pact, an alliance. It reminds me of the days before World War II. The Axis powers and the Allied powers, alliances, which sometimes, and it was for millions of people, disastrous. It was the end for them, and for so many, many wonderful things. And so that obviously is something about which we also have to have a concern. But the other situation that's going on in the church, and I remember the St. Moses Canticle, I remember St., or I suppose he is a saint now, is Caius. If he's in heaven, he is a saint. Whether he's canonized or not doesn't mean anything to me. And so they were at the very edge, at the very end. And so Moses trusted in the Lord. And the Pharaoh and his armies were coming towards him and his people, and it would have been massive massacre and destruction for them. Slaves who were running away and stealing all their master's gold along with it. Death for sure. It was at the very narrow end, and guess what? The Lord split the sea in two. And Moses and his people went out. And then when the Pharaoh and his charioteers came in, it closed back in and they all drowned. And recently, in the last 10 years, they have found the chariots of the pharaohs, of the Egyptian army, underneath the sand, underneath the water. This is no fable, this is no myth. As Mr. Hugh Owen mentioned to us a few weeks ago, the history of the Bible is actual, real history. It's not only symbolic. It has symbols in it, yes, but it's real history. And archaeology has proven so many of them to be true, absolutely true. So here we are at the very edge, and things seem to be going crazy. And this is the time when, with faith and with charity, we will see that the Lord will come to our assistance. We will go through the Red Sea of our lives and of our history, and the enemy shall drown behind us. And just to give you some comfort, perhaps, I don't know, maybe not, I received a very beautiful message from our bishop yesterday for Lent in answer to my wishing him a good and holy Lent. And it was very jovial, very sweet, and very loving. And so I do not think that we have anything to fear. And so we continue to pray. In the meantime, many, many wonderful things are going on, even among the horrible things that are going on. We need to pray in reparation. The Mass yesterday was in reparation for our sins, your sins and mine, for the sins of the church, for the sins of this wicked world, which God created to be a paradise, and we turned it into hell. We must pray in reparation. And in the act of beseeching lovingly and loyally that God will come to our assistance once again. We begin the office and many other things. Oh God, come to my assistance. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Hurry up. That's what that means. Hurry up, Lord. Make haste to help me. And our Lord says, I will come. And the centurion says, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my boy will be healed. By the way, the original says boy, not servant. That's what they were known as. Until recently, when things became racial and stupid. It's not. We're all the same. Doesn't matter what your cover looks like. And you cannot read a book by its cover. Some are gold, some are red, some are green, some are brown, some are black. And some are even white. They get dirty very easily, though. But may God continue to help us to do his will. That is what's important. When a surgeon cuts into a man's chest to do heart surgery, it doesn't matter what the cover looks like. The inside is the same. And so are we. The inside is the same. But only say the word, and my boy shall be healed. Only say the word, O Lord, and the church shall be healed. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.